This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
In San Francisco. What's going on, Robin? You're on with Larry and Dibs today.
Hey, Sugar. How you doing?
Good, Robin. How are you?
I'm all right. Let me tell you something, Dibs, about them e-bikes, though. They equally bad on the street, too, especially when you're going on Fail Street. I be standing myself out the street, but somebody hits you, okay? And then you're holding up traffic, and they're on them little motorcycles, and they have two on it, which is illegal. I swear to God, them and the bikers, I'm sorry if you ride bikes, Dad, I can't stand y'all, okay? I'm trying to get to where I got to go, and y'all just holding up the game. Anyway, I want to say this. What inspired me to call was Larry. I'm with you, Larry, about, you know, Curtis. You know what we call them in my hood? Hood coaches. Like hood coaches from the peanut gallery, okay? That's what my daughter called when I was trying to diagnose my knee. She said, oh, my God, the hood diagnosis. Go to the damn doctor, mama. So that's what we call them.
It's great. It's great to have an opinion, but when you start stating it like, you know, with total certainty that Kerr is like when he's the head coach of the Olympic team, the guy clearly knows his ball. And also it's so much about bringing the personalities along, and here we are, and everybody, I mean, they've got a good vibe about them right now. Beyond the way they're playing, they got a great vibe, and that's a lot. I credit Steve with that.
Yeah, see, but the problem is you don't have people that think beyond other than what's in front of them. So I just want to say this because I know I got more time than most. Okay, you're absolutely right about the team, but here's the deal: you actually need talent, right? Talent, like we don't have money. The root of everything starts with money. So they're talking about rotations. He's been trying to figure out rotations all year simply because you don't have the level of talent that you had before. So, you know, you got to give, you know, something to the coach. And everybody's looking for the next superstar. So there's no superstar coming, okay? And the superstar we had, you ran him off. And Day-Day ran him off, too. So, I mean, they don't look at things in totality, and that's what pisses me off. In terms of how I feel tonight, it is what it is. If they lose, they lose. Am I nervous? I'm all of the above. But it's how they play. Last thing I want to say, they keep blaming Kerr for the vets. But you know what? I don't want to play the youngsters, but and he likes vets, but you got to realize something. The vets had something to do with the youngsters not playing until they realized they needed them. Peace out, guys.
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate the phone call, as always. Have a great weekend. And, you know, I think that Steve kind of both benefited and didn't benefit from the injuries this year because he was kind of forced to play the young guys more than he otherwise might have if it wasn't for the Draymond suspension and the Wiggins brief absence, which led to Jonathan Kuminga getting more run. Pods popped early while Clay was kind of struggling. So the veterans in their own way gave life to Steve Kerr and gave license, rather, for him to be able to play them more because they weren't holding it down.
I never fell into that, you know, October, November trap of, you know, what are we going to do with, you know, this guy and that guy, because you have an older team.
Right.
And there was, you knew there was, now we didn't know Draymond was going to miss 25 games, but you had an older team and you knew that there was going to be plenty of minutes for the young guys. The question I would have for you, is it as simple as Moody and Looney, as far as when Clay and Draymond come back, those guys' minutes are just gone? They're just out of the rotation completely?
I think so. And we talked to Steve Kerr about that earlier in the week. And, you know, he, of course, is always applauding Moses Moody for being ready and staying ready. And, you know, Kevon's minutes are the ones that are probably going to go away. I look at that Laker game and the 9-man rotation that he went with, which was Pods and GP2 off the bench along with CP3 and Kuminga. And I think that's going to probably be his base 9. He did mention, though, if you know the matchup is right, then Moody could get some additional minutes, or Kevon Looney could come in, depending on, you know, the size of the opponent and what they might bring. We don't know about Gary Payton the second tonight and his availability. If he's unable to go, I think Moses Moody would get his minutes like he kind of did last night, getting those 21. But feels to me like the Laker game is when Steve really started to figure out what he wanted to do when everyone's available.
The only thing I would, you know, if Steve were sitting here and we were actually, and we weren't necessarily on the radio, we're just sitting here, we're just chopping it up, I would say to Steve, man, it's too bad that you couldn't get Moses going for any consistent amount of time. If there's one thing that I haven't, it kind of doesn't sit well with me, is it just seems like the Warriors can't really rely on Andrew Wiggins, and then every time he comes back in front of Moses Moody, and it always costs Moody minutes and time on the floor.
Yeah,
and it's like I really think that, you know, Moses Moody is good enough to have a regular rotation spot. There's only so many guys you can have in your rotation. I know it's difficult because you're paying Wiggins a mint.
Right.
And he has some great nights, but
it's the Brokeback Mountain thing.
It's like Wiggins is inconsistent and Moody doesn't get enough time to ever build any consistency.
I wish I knew how to quit you is what Steve is essentially saying to Andrew Wiggins and the team, is because when Andrew plays well, he's way better than Moses Moody probably will ever be. Moses Moody's much more consistent, but Andrew's upside is far higher. But your point is well taken. Andrew, so often, or up until the last couple of weeks, he's been much more consistent. But all year, it's been on again, off again, which is maddening. But
I would have liked to seen the Warriors move Wiggins for a future one at the deadline.
I don't know if you would have gotten a future one for him.
Really? You don't think so?
I think that the league is down on Andrew Wiggins.
Even a late one?
Well,
he's got a big contract. That works against it. But I mean, if you could have found that team that would have given you a first, man, I would have loved to have gone with Moody and seen what it looked like.
I think they shopped him, and I would imagine they shopped him pretty heavy, but they didn't like what they were hearing back. It will be interesting in the offseason what they do, how they wind up maybe affects what they'll think about in terms of Andrew Wiggins and others. But Mark and I made a radio vow, that we weren't going to talk about the offseason. We're going to stay in the moment.
You know, I've been driving around the Bay the last couple of days, and I've heard you reference that many times.
Yeah.
You've broken that vow.
We have. It's hard.
Yeah.
And like just right there, when you talk about Andrew Wiggins, it's hard not to skip ahead to what comes next. But I'm really trying to drill down on tonight, Larry. Game 81, game of the year, and the excitement level that I'm feeling. Let's go to Terrence in Berkeley, who wants to weigh in on tonight and vibes. What's going on, Terrence? You're on with Willard and Dibs. Larry in for Mark.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys, man. My situation is the vibe at the Chase Center. It's kind of taken a different vibe from last year to this year, and the enthusiasm level. I don't know if it's the PA announcer, our cheerleading guy, or just the fans in general. I was over at...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Golden won last night for the Kings and the Pelicans game, and they got a vibe. They got a vibe there. I mean, I don't want to get cowbells, but just something to kind of spark. We're nothing in the arena where we were out in Oakland. That's a different, whole different stadium. But the Warriors get more enthusiasm on the road versus seems like it's chasing us sometimes.
Are you going at my man Franco Finn?
Not so hard, but I think he can do a better job.
Joking.
I mean, it's like at Golden One, they have like a chant, Keegan, then the fan says Murray, or just we need something to kind of get us going there as, you know, the sixth person on the court.
Yeah. Thank you, Terrence. I think it's a little bit of an uphill battle. And comparisons to Oakland are unfair because it is a little bit of a different demographic, not only Peninsula versus East Bay, but the amount of money that is needed to get into Chase Center is more than what was needed in Oakland. And I don't mean to go all W.E.B. Du Bois on you and talk about demographics and historical ramifications.
People that are well-heeled can't cheer.
Not can't, but won't. Rich people don't cheer as loudly as people without means. And this is something that is just a theory of mine. I've not compared decibel ratings to, you know, tax brackets. But it feels to me like more well-heeled people are less inclined to wear the free shirt and also less inclined to get on their feet and chant, "Let's go Warriors," 20 minutes before tip.
Are you saying poor people cheer louder than rich people?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's because it matters to them more.
I don't know about that, but I think Sacramento, just from going to school up there for college and just that vibe, it has kind of a little bit of a college vibe. It's got a college town vibe.
Plus, they have that hunger, Larry, because they've never done it.
Yeah.
They have zero NBA Finals appearances, let alone rings.
Yeah.
They got a cute little purple beam and, you know, some chants, which is great. I'm happy for them.
Yeah. They get a nice arena.
I haven't been there. Yeah, it looks nice.
It's a nice arena.
It's no Arco, but...
I like, and they got a nice little whatever outside mall area, dining area. It's cool. It's they've kind of renovated the whole K Street downtown thing, but I just think it's always been like that. I think Sacramento Warrior fans has always been a little. I mean, oh, it rocked at Oracle.
I mean,
it rocked, but I think there's a college kind of like. I don't want to say it's hokey, but there's a college vibe to the Kings and
right.
Sacramento, and I'll be eager to see if that carries over to the A's when they go their 3-year run up there. I bet it will. It'll be loud, it'll be raucous, and
I'm gonna just pretend you didn't mention that team on this show. I wish you wouldn't. It makes my stomach turn a little bit, to be honest.
We got to go up there in a year and have a few beers and watch some ball.
At old Rayleigh Field.
Yeah, why not?
It's Sutter.
Sutter Health.
Thank you, Grandy.
But you know what? Nighttime weather in Sac, it's nice in the summertime. It's beautiful.
Let's go to L in Pacifica. We're getting hyped, not about the A's in Sacramento, but about the Warriors hosting New Orleans tonight. L, how you feeling about the Warriors heading into these last couple of games in the regular year?
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. I just want to, first of all, I just want to say we've won so many championships at this point that we're not going to be cheering for a win. You know what I mean? We're going to be cheering for a winning season and a chance to be a champion. So it's the reason we don't chase that Chase Arena is almost like, you know, going to a symphony the first time, and you're like, and this happened to me. Oh my God, like, they're so good. Let's clap it up. And nobody around you is clapping because they've been there so many times. And then you have, you know, a couple glasses of champagne. You go to a couple more shows and you're like, oh, yeah, he's really good. But don't clap. Keep it up. So that's really where we're at right now. We won so many championships that to get the team and to get the fans up cheering and excited about it, it's got to be championship. And as far as how I feel about the Warriors right now, guys, I think we might just be the most dangerous team in the play-in and the playoffs. We're the only team that can probably say we're 50-50. They can go all the way or just, you know, lose in the first round because of how hot this team can get. No other team can say that. There's teams that, you know, are really good, but they have some matchup problems. So I think for the Warriors, they play their best when they don't have a lot to prove. Even the years that they won championships, when they're up, when they're ahead, when they're having fun, that's when they're the most dangerous. And because they have nothing to lose, they're already going to win the game. So I would watch out for the Warriors, guys. If Steph, Clay, and Draymond catch fire during these playoffs, which they're looking like they might do it, I'd be careful playing the Warriors, and I should be very, very excited. Win or bust, they did everything they could, given the circumstances.
Thanks, Al. We're losing you a little bit there. I appreciate it. And, yeah, dangerous. 50-50 go all the way or get knocked out in the play-in. I'm not sure if I'm willing to
buy into that. 50-50. Yeah. I mean, that's pie in the sky. But I hear what he's saying. Yeah, I mean, the guy that I fear tonight, and you've already brought up McCollum, to me it's Trey Murphy. Trey Murphy is 6'9". He's nearly a 40% three-point shooter. He had 27 last night against Sacramento. Trey Murphy is a guy that you really have to extend on because he's a 6'9 three-point sniper. I mean, if you're 6'9, you got to get out there on a guy. Remember Matt Bullard with the Rockets way back?
Yeah, yeah.
He was a 6'10 three-point shooter. If you're 6'9 and you can hit threes, man, you got to close way out on that guy. And to me, that's the guy that worries me tonight. If they can keep Trey Murphy closer to 17 instead of 27, I love Golden State's chances tonight. But if Trey Murphy, you know, goes for 30 and he's hitting all these open threes, to me, that's going to make it a tough battle tonight.
Yeah, 27, you mentioned it last night, 6 of 12 from 3. McCollum, 9 of 12 from distance as New Orleans shot 55% from behind the line, 22 of 40. And that game was not much in doubt from start to finish. New Orleans jumped on the Kings, and they handled it out there at Golden 1 and putting the Kings, Lakers, and Warriors into a three-way tie for the 8, 9, and 10 seeds. Kings hold the tiebreaker over both. Warriors hold the tiebreaker over the Lakers. So Sacramento would need to lose one. If the Warriors win two, they can still capture the 8 seed. 888-957-9570. We're getting excited for tonight's game. Larry is in for Mark Willard. We're taking your calls all the way up until Warriors Live. We're going to take a brief break at 3:15. Tim Roy going to join us.
Nice.
As Tim gets back behind the microphone tonight at home. He's been totally dialed in on all these Warrior games, the Laker game, and certainly last night's Portland game. So we'll get Tim's thoughts and we'll gauge his excitement level as we head toward tip time tonight at Chase Center. John's in the Yoon, and John's feeling good right now. What's going on, John? You're on with Willard and Dibs. Larry in for Mark.
Hey, guys, how are you guys doing this afternoon?
Good, John. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Listen, I'm not really worried about the game tonight. You know, I've enjoyed the season. I really, really enjoyed watching the young guys play. So, you know, win or lose, you know, I'll take either or. I mean, I'd rather have them win, but I think it's been a really, really memorable season, to say the least, everything that's happened to them. And for them to be where they're at now, you know, you got to tip your hat out to Coach Kerr and all the fellas. And one more thing, too. They were talking about Jonathan Kuminga, about, you know, his minutes will probably go down during the playoffs because of how he played last night. If he played badly and he scored 19 points with 8 rebounds. You know what? I'll take that every day. So I'm sure he's going to start playing better. So, you know, they got to lay off Jonathan. I think the young man's going to be a terrific ball player, which I think he already is, and he's only going to get better. And I think the future for the Warriors to see all these young fellas, I think we're headed to the right direction. And let's go Dubs. Let's take care of business. Thank you, fellas.
Right on, John. Appreciate the call. And I don't think we're going too hard on Jonathan Kuminga. Yes, 19-6 last night. The 4 turnovers for me is an area where he will continue to get better. I just thought that there were times, especially late in that game, fourth quarter, he was playing a little bit out of control for my tastes.
I just love the way he's playing. To me, that was isolated. You look at him the last, 15 games, he understands the spacing. He understands the shot clock. He understands, when to take it to the hole, when to find somebody. He's making the right basketball play. Even last night, look at the efficiency. He took 2 threes. He made 1. He went to the free throw line 4 times. He made all 4. He's not taking a lot of bad shots. He's not piling up tons and tons of turnovers, though last night he did have 4. But I love what I'm seeing from Kuminga, because how many guys can go to the hole with the kind of speed and ferocity that he can and still find, somebody for a higher percentage shot? In the past, he would have taken it all the way to the hole, tried to flush it on somebody, draw an offensive foul, just try to do too much. Now it's like his vision of the floor on his drives is so much better than it used to be. And he'll find guys in the perimeter. He'll find guys for lobs. He'll find guys, cutting to the hoop. I love the way Kuminga's playing. I would just try to encourage him. And if he has a rough moment in a pressure-filled situation, Kerr just needs to maybe take him out, but just, put him right back in,
right,
and show that confidence. Because last year in the playoffs, he didn't play great. They yanked him, and all of a sudden it was like he was totally lost his confidence.
Absolutely. And while he deserved to get yanked because he was playing tentatively and he was a net minus for the team. And I think he spent time this summer working on not only his game, but his mentals. And he's come back and made that classic third-year leap. 888-9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.